By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our beautiful program, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, it's a program where we teach you and where we learn ourselves as well. And this is the beauty of Madani channel, that Alhamdulillah, every time you turn on Madani channel, there's bound to be something that you are going to be learning. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, we're going to be starting our program with the beautiful recitation of the glorious Quran. And remember, the Quran is the word of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Quran is the final testament of Allah Azza wa Jal. We need to read the Quran, we need to understand the Quran. And the more we read, the more we understand, the more better our lives will be, inshallah Azza wa Jal, in this world and in the hereafter. So please make sure that whatever we do, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we always take time out for the Quran. You know, I know people have got a very busy schedule, but, you know, to take time, you know, I always say Amir Ahl Sunnah has a very, very busy schedule. We can't imagine how his schedule will be, you know, he's so busy. But yet he takes time out to read the Quran. So why do we need? It's not a matter of taking time out. It's the matter of how much love we have for the Quran. Yes, we do have love for the Quran, but how much love do we have? Some people have so much love for the Quran that they keep on reciting the Quran. They've got to sometimes force themselves to stop reading the Quran. For example, when they're eating or when they're going to the call of nature. But Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, but sadly for the majority of us, it's like, can't make time, can't do this, can't do that. But we won't even make an effort though as well. That's the issue. And then if it's something else regarding the world, you know, we'll make an effort, we'll go beyond our limits to achieve that. You get a job in a factory, you know, you want to get a better position in there. Then what do people do? They work hard. They do courses online. They go for trainings and they do their exams. And they might reach that status. But when it comes to the deen, sadly, we'll see what happens. If I get time, I'll do this. If I get time, I'll go to the ijtima. If I get time, I'll go and travel on the Madani Qafila. That's not how it should be done. It should be done with love. It should be done with pleasure. And it should be done with enjoyment. You know, enjoy what you are doing. Especially the work of deen should be enjoyed. So inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we're going to talk more about that. But let's start our tilawat of the Quran today. Surah As-Saff. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon. شیطانِ مردود سے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا
یغفر لکم ذنوبکم ویدخلکم جنات تجری من تحتها الانہار ومساکن طیبتا فی جنات عدن
وہ تمہارے گناہ بخش دے گا اور تمہیں باغوں میں لے جائے گا جن کے نیچے نہر رواں اور پاکیزہ محلوں میں جو بسنے کے باغوں میں ہیں
ذلك الفوز العظیم
یہی بڑی کامیابی ہے
وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب
اور ایک نعمت تمہیں اور دے گا جو تمہیں پیاری ہے اللہ کی مدد اور جلد آنے والی فتح
وبشر المؤمنين
اور اے محبوب مسلمانوں کو خوشی سنا دو
يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله.
اے ایمان والو، دین خدا کے مددگار ہو، جیسے عیسیٰ بن مریم نے حواریوں سے کہا تھا، کون ہے جو اللہ کی طرف ہو کر میری مدد کریں؟
قال الحواریون نحن انصار اللہ فآمنت طائفة من بنی اسرائیل وکفرت طائفة.
حواری بولے، ہم دین خدا کے مددگار ہیں، تو بنی اسرائیل سے ایک گروہ ایمان لایا اور ایک گروہ نے کفر کیا.
فَأَيَّدْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا عَلَىٰ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَأَصْبَحُوا ظَاهِرِينَ.
تو ہم نے ایمان والوں کو ان کے دشمنوں پر مدد دی تو غالب ہو گئے.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلوا على الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ماشاءاللہ عز و جل، very beautiful verses of the Quran. Now my dear Islam brothers, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, another thing that we see in our mashallah in our program also is that we need to alhamdulillah azza wa jal recite praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the poems in praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year alhamdulillah. Hopefully inshallah let's listen to the kalam. صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
مصطفیٰ جان رحمت، شمع بزم ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کا فرمان عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درود پاک پڑھے، اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے، اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے. آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں، اس میں آپ کو بار بار درود پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا. آئیے نعت رسول مقبول بھی سنیے اور درود پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
سچی بات سکھاتے یہ ہے، سیدھی راہ دکھاتے یہ ہیں.
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی، قصر دنا تک کس کی رسائی، جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، فیض جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں. صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ وسلم
إنا أعطيناك الكوثر إنا أعطيناك الكوثر ساري كسرت پاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
رب ہے قاسم رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مجدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم ماشاءاللہ عز و جل a very beautiful kalam alhamdulillah عز و جل today we're going to be talking about a very important topic and this topic is remembering the ummah so we're going to remember the ummah of the prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and who is that us So we're going to be remembering ourselves today, inshallah. So mashallah, I'll give a little pat on the back for yourself because you are the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe if you are watching and you know you haven't accepted Islam yet, alhamdulillah, I invite you wholeheartedly, come into Islam. Look at the beauty of the Quran, look at the beauty of Islam, and look at the beauty of the Muslims. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla. What we see on the media today, how Islam is portrayed, That is not what Islam is about. Alhamdulillah, Islam is the religion of peace. Islam is the religion of, mashallah, happiness. Islam is a religion of helping one another. And if you see, read the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to be learning about and remembering the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me tell you a story. It's been mentioned in a book called Allah Walon Ki Baatein. This book has been published by Maktabatul Madina and it's the story of Sayyiduna Musa ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he said to Allah, O my Lord, in the Torah, the Old Testament, I have found the mention of such an ummah which will be better than all the ummah. It will enjoin people to do good and forbid them from evil. It will believe in all the former and the latter books. Even it will kill one-eyed Dajjal. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O my Lord, make it my ummah. And Allah azza wa jal said, O Musa, it is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O my Lord, I have found the mention of the ummah whose people will praise Allah Almighty a lot. Will be cautious about the sun due to the salah and the fast. They will always be cautious about sunrise and sunset. Islamic salah, iftar, sahri are in accordance with the sun. But fasts, Eid, Hajj, etc. are in accordance with the moon. Therefore, Muslims are cautious about both and no other nation is cautious about them. And will be given governors and imamat. When they intend to do any work, they will say, Insha'Allah, We will do this work. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O my Lord, make it my ummah. Allah azza wa jal said, O Musa, it is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again humbly said, O my Lord, in the Torah, I have found the mention of an ummah whose du'as will be answered, and du'as in their favor will be answered. Their intercession will be accepted, and intercession on behalf of them will be accepted. Having said this, Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salam humbly said, O my Lord, make this my ummah. Allah Almighty said, O Musa, it is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he humbly said, O my Lord, in the Torah, I have found the mention of such an ummah who will mention the greatness of Allah Almighty when they go up, and when they come down to any valley, they will praise Allah Almighty. For them, the entire earth will be pure, and wherever they will, they will be, the entire earth will be valid for them to offer salah. They will attain purity from impurity. To attain purity from earth will be as they will attain purity from water, where they will not find water, and their body parts which are washed during wuzu will shine due to the effect of wuzu on the judgment day. Having said this, Musa alayhi salam humbly said, O my Lord, make this ummah my ummah. Allah Azza wa Jal replied, O Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam humbly said, O my merciful Lord, I have found the mention of such an ummah in the Torah for whom a virtue will be written when they intend to perform a virtuous deed. When they perform the virtuous deed, the reward for their virtue will be increased from 10 to 700 times more. If they intend to commit any sin, nothing will be written for them. And if they commit a sin, so for them only that sin will be written. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam then said, O Allah, make this ummah my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla again said, O Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, further on he says, O my Rabb, I have read about an ummah in the Torah that who will be the inheritors of the book of Allah despite being weak, and you have chosen them. Amongst them, someone will be the one who will wrong his own life, someone will be the one who will follow a middle course, and someone will be the one who will take the initiative in performing virtuous deeds. I have not found anyone among them who has not been shown mercy. Having said this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam again said, O Allah, make this ummah my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Musa, this is ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw in the Torah, he alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O Allah, they will commit the Holy Quran to memory, yani they will memorize the Holy Quran. They will wear different colored dresses like heaven dwellers wear, and will offer salah after making rows like angels. Their voices in masjid will be like the buzz of bees, and the only person amongst them will enter hell who will have no virtuous deeds, as a stone has no leaves. Having said this, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly said, O Allah, make this ummah my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, O Musa, this is the ummah of Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When Musa alayhi salam started feeling surprised due to the superiority which Allah Almighty has bestowed upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam and his ummah, he alayhi salatu wasalam said, Would that I could be amongst the companions of Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in return, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, what did he say? That, Ya Allah, if this ummah and all of these marvelous, you know, achievements and this status and this honor will be given to this ummah, Ya Allah, then make me amongst this ummah as well. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he said to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, verse of the Holy Quran, verse number 144 and 145, Suratul A'raf. Allah Azza wa Jal now replies to Musa alayhi salam after all of these beautiful characteristics and all of these virtues that he reads about the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he says, make me amongst this ummah, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, قَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِ وَبِكَلَامِ فَخُذْ مَا آتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ وكتبنا له في الألواح من كل شيء موعظة وتفصيلا لكل شيء فخذها بقوة وأمر قومك يأخذوا بأحسنها سأريكم دار الفاسقين. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Allah said, O Musa, I have chosen you from amongst the people with my messages and with my word. So take what I have bestowed upon you and be amongst the grateful ones. And we wrote for him on the tablets of Torah the advice for all things and the details of all things and commanded, O Musa, take it firmly and command your people to take on its good advice. Soon I shall show you the dwelling of the disobedient one. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says in verse number 159, Surah Al-A'raf, وَمِنْ قَوْمِ مُوسَىٰ أُمَّةٌ يَهْدُونَ بِالْحَقِّ وَبِهِ يَعْدِلُونَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And amongst the people of Musa is a group that shows the true path and establishes justice according to it. Having heard this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he felt at ease. He felt so happy that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given him this blessing. Subhanallah. What a beautiful story. You know, when I read this story a while ago, seriously, you know, it just brings tears to your eyes. How lucky we are that Allah Azza wa Jal has made us amongst this ummah. And today, this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be remembering this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how Allah Azza wa Jal gave this beautiful status and honor and respect and awe to this ummah. Subhanallah. You know, we're so lucky. You know, have you ever thought to yourself, those who are watching, mashallah, Azza wa Jal, who are Muslims, who recite the kalima, who love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine how lucky you are? You have been mentioned in all of the other books as well, because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been mentioned in all of the holy books. And the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also been mentioned in the holy books as well. This is how lucky we are, and this is how the Allah Azza wa Jal has given us honor as well. And then when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he said that, Ya Allah, I've heard about this ummah and it's got so much marvels, so much remembrance that Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in the Torah, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, Ya Allah, I want to be amongst this ummah. So this is another greatness of this ummah, that prophets, great prophets like Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Remember, who is Musa alayhi salam? Musa alayhi salam is that great prophet of Allah who used to talk directly with Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why he was given the title of Musa Kalimullah, the one who talks to Allah. And then amongst the five Ulul Azm prophets of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is ranked third in the ranks of all the ummah. Number one is our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number two is Sayyidina Ibrahim, Khalilullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam. Number three is Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Number four, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And number five, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So now you can imagine, Subhanallah, what the greatness of Musa alayhi salam is. And such a great prophet of Allah who makes dua to be amongst the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam just goes to show you how, alhamdulillah, this greatness of this ummah is. No great blessed saint, companion of the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or rather any angel, can be equal to any prophet at all. Now here, a few things that we need to understand. You know, when we talk about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam being the ummati or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it's reported in Bahari Shariat, blessed prophets alayhi salam are superior to all creation, even the rasuls of angels. Now they say, no rasul, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's maqam is not higher than any prophet of Allah azza wa jal. No matter how great the rank of a blessed saint is, he cannot be equal to any prophet. You know, we're talking about saints. Remember, all the Sahaba alayhi muridwan, they're all saints. They're all saints of Islam. And alhamdulillah, they're all qata'i jannati. They're destined to go to paradise. But yet their maqam is not even equal. Never mind equal, is not even there to the prophets of Allah. That is what our aqidah is. And if someone, ma'azallah, believes that any sahabi, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, his maqam is equal to a prophet of Allah, even that is wrong. No sahabi's maqam is equal to any prophet of Allah. Prophets of Allah, they are sinless. They can never think of committing a sin. They are masoom. But the, any other person, human in the world, they are not masoom. Yes, Allah Azza wa Jal will protect them from the sins. Whoever says that the person who is not a prophet is superior or equal to a prophet is out of the fold of Islam. That's what's quoted in Bahari Shariat, Part 1, Volume 1. That any person who believes that any sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu or any saint of Allah is equal to a prophet, then he's out of the fold of Islam. Allah Hazrat Imam Ali Sunnat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the prophet of all prophets and the best of all creation of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. How is he the prophets of all the prophets? Because at the time of Mi'raj, the ascension of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when the jama'at took place in Masjidul Aqsa, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, did the imamat of all the prophets of Allah. Hence, that makes our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam best amongst all the prophets of Allah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam's wish to become the part of this ummah surely shows the superiority of this ummah. But he alayhi salam is much superior to this ummah. Or rather, he alayhi salam is amongst the five prophets of Allah, like I mentioned to you as well. Just imagine, great prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam wishes to be part of this ummah. How lucky are we? Subhanallah. Because of the sadaqah of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa salam, we are Muslims as well. And as our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa salam is the chief, the leader of all the prophets, and best of all of them, without any comparison, for his sake, his ummah is also superior to all of the previous ummah as well. We are extremely fortunate that we become the ummatis of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned inside the glorious Quran, Surah Ali Imran, para number four. Allah azza wa jalla, he says, "Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin-nas." تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ Consul Iman, translation, O Ummat of Muhammad, you are the best amongst all those nations which appeared amongst the people. You command good and forbid evil, and you believe in Allah Azza wa Jal. In Tafsir Khazin, it has been mentioned, due to the presenting the call towards righteousness and forbidding evil, this ummah has been given the superiority over all of the ummahs. And for this reason, this ummah is the best of all the ummahs. So now, it shows you, why are we the best? Because we invite towards good and we forbid evil. That is our main mission in the world. Inviting people towards goodness. Inviting the non-Muslims to Islam. Inviting those people who are Muslims, yet they have gone astray, to bring them to the straight path. Guide the people to the straight path. And then those people who are sinners, give them invitation to do good things and leave them sins. This is the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, just for a while, just reflect upon that. Are we doing this? This duty was given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ummah. Are we fulfilling our duty? Are we fulfilling this duty? If we are not fulfilling this duty, then are we not failing in our reason for creation? And the reason for our creation, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, is worshipping Allah. If we cannot worship Allah, if we cannot offer our salah, if we cannot read the Quran, recite durood upon the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we cannot be good to one another, if we cannot give dua to one another, if we cannot help one another, then ask yourself, are we fulfilling this promise that Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us? And are we fulfilling that maqam, that status the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us? And then, subhanallah, you know, in Dawat Islami, we are lucky that Amir Ahl Sunnah has given us a motto to live our life. And that motto is, I must try to reform myself and the people of the entire world. This is the motto of Dawat-e-Islami. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today Dawat-e-Islami is working in more than 150 countries around the world. And actively, Alhamdulillah, many, many countries, mashallah, have Faizan-e-Madina, the centers of Dawat-e-Islami, where Islamic education and Alhamdulillah, You know, the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is taught the Quran as well. Six virtues of this ummah according to that verse of the Holy Quran. Number one, this ummah is the last ummah. The defects of the previous ummah have been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Whatever sins they committed, whatever bad they did, they're all mentioned in the Quran. You have Bani Israel, you know, you have the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people of Nuh alayhi salam, Lut alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam. You know, then you have the people of Aad, the people of Thamud. All of these ummah have been mentioned in the Quran. And all of their sins have been mentioned as well. But because we are the last of the ummahs, our sins will not be told or read by any other, because the Quran is the last holy book of Islam. In the previous books, the good qualities of this ummah were mentioned. In even the previous books, they were mentioned how this ummah will be, just like we heard about in the Torah. But their defects were not mentioned, due to which of these people would wish to be in this ummah. You know, only the good things are being mentioned. And today, sadly, Muslims do commit sins. Yes, we know that Muslims commit sins. But no sin has been ever mentioned in the previous books. They were not mentioned. Only the good things were mentioned. So what does that tell us? You know, try to promote the goodness in Islam, promote the goodness in the Muslims. And if any Muslim is doing anything wrong, don't hide it, but tell him. Don't tell the world. Tell him. Try to rectify him. And inshallah, this is what the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is. As Allah Almighty called our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam by titles, in the same way, their ummahs were called by the ancestral names. Yeah. So for example, the ummah of the previous, the prophets, they have been mentioned like Ya Ibrahim, Ya Nuh, Ya Musa. All of them, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned them with their names, and their ummats have been mentioned with their ancestral names, like Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Hadu. Yeah, so here Allah Azza wa Jalla, He calls this ummat with a beautiful name. Guess what it is? Ya Ayyuhal Ladina Amanu, or those who believe. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The ummah, the previous ummah, would all go astray after their prophets. But in this ummah, there is one sect, the Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, which will remain true until the judgment day. So the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the true sect. And Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, they will always be on the straight path, and they will always bring people towards the straight path. With the previous ummah, they've gone. This ummah will always continue to have blessed saints and Islamic scholars. The tree whose root remains green will continue to bear fruit, flowers and fruits. So this ummah, there will always be an awliya Allah from this ummah. There will always be true good scholars, the Ahle Haq scholars. So Alhamdulillah, this ummah will always be given that rectification. If they do, you know, shift toward the wrong path, this the ulama, the scholars, the awliya Allah will bring them back again. But the previous ummah, there's nothing like that. On the day of judgment, the very same ummah will testify for previous prophets in the court of Allah by saying, "O Lord, they preached to their nations." That story I mentioned a few days ago about Nuh alayhi salam, that he will come into the court of Allah and his ummah will say that, "Ya Allah, no one came to us with your message." And Allah Azza wa Jalla will say to Nuh alayhi salam, "Did you not pass that message on to them?" Even though Allah knows. But today is the time to show the greatness of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam will say, "Ya Allah, I did pass the message on. You can ask the ummah of your beloved sallallahu alayhi wasallam." And then the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam will be brought forward. Did Nuh alayhi salam pass this message on, "O ummah of Muhammad, you tell us," sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the ummah will say, "Yes, Ya Allah, we've read it in the Quran that Nuh alayhi salam did pass the message on to them." Subhanallah, this is the beauty and this is the maqam that Allah Azza wa Jal has given to this ummah. Inshallah, we're going to be talking furthermore about this topic, inshallah. But let's take our first break, the daily reminder. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once saw that someone had spread out flame on the floor of Masjid al-Nabawi in the direction of Qibla. Upon this, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed his displeasure. Noticing his displeasure, an Ansari Sahabiya radiallahu ta'ala anha stood up, scratched the flame away, cleaned that place and applied fragrance over there. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said in a happy tone, Ma ahsana hada. That is, what an excellent thing this woman has done. Subhanallah. The second caliph of Islam, Sayyiduna Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Every Friday, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would spread fragrance of incense in Masjidun Nabawi. Similarly, the mother of the believer Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha has reported, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered that masajid be built in neighborhoods and that they be kept clean and fragrant. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal, a beautiful reminder. Why do we have these reminders? You know, Allah Azawajal has mentioned in the Quran, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That's why we have this daily reminder. And this is what the duty of this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, to remind people of what their duties are. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, there is a very beautiful hadith, Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed this ummah with an excellent memory, which was not given to anyone in the previous ummahs. Allah Azza wa Jal has given this blessing specially to the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and by virtue of it has increased the respect for this ummah. So this memory that we have, Alhamdulillah, as we know, sometimes I think, well, all the scientists, you know, majority of them, they're not believers, they're not Muslims. What a scientist knows, a Hafiz Quran memorized the whole Quran. A scientist cannot memorize the Quran, I'm telling you. That is a guarantee. If you bring a scientist and say, memorize the Holy Quran. Yeah, if he's a Muslim, Alhamdulillah, he'll do it. But a non-Muslim scientist, make him sit and memorize one book, which is about an even 100-page book. If you say to him, memorize that book in any language you want, they will never be able to memorize it word to word. They can do whatever they want, they will not memorize it. But subhanallah, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old child, inshallah, Azawajal, will start to memorize the Holy Quran. I have seen, mashallah, Azawajal, 6-year-olds, 7-year-olds who have completed the Holy Quran with memory. That's what you call memory. And many, many scientists are Muslims. You know, sometimes we underestimate, you know, I even heard Muslims sometimes they talk as well. Or what have we achieved? It's always the non-believers. Don't put yourself down. Muslims were the first ones who invented paper. Muslims were the first one who invented, nowadays, the tools that are for the operations and everything. Muslims invented algebra. Muslims invented so many things. You know, the computer that we are seeing today, the codes of this computer on the numerical order was, you know, alhamdulillah, was done by the Muslims. There's so many things. Muslims contributed to Allah. When the rest of the world was in the dark ages, Muslims were inventing things. Alhamdulillah, Muslims were inventing a lot of things. So all of these, you know, they say that the hard work or the work at the root level was done by Muslims, yet people had taken advantage. So never ever think, put yourself down and say, what have we done? So according to Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Muslims have been given a good memory to memorize the Quran and other things as well. Subhanallah. It is sufficient to mention the strength of the memory of Sayyiduna Abu Abdullah bin Ismail Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, that he would commit the book to memory, which he would look at once. In the early days of his studies, he rahmatullah alayhi remembered 70,000 blessed ahadith, and after some time this number went up to 300,000. Out of them, 100,000 was sahih and 200,000 were not sahih. Once he rahmatullah alayhi went to a city named Balkh, where the people requested him to mention one narration each from his shuyukh. So he stated 1,000 blessed ahadith from memory from 1,000 shuyukh. Now these hadiths were not just like, for example, there is a hadith, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. These are small hadiths that we know. When the other people, when they committed sins, then what will happen? Allah Azza wa Jal will bring, you know, there were other diseases and plagues in the previous nations. But the plague is mercy for this ummah. The plague is a deadly epidemic disease in which the patient develops swollen lymph nodes the size of a mango seed on the sides of his neck, armpits and thighs, which cause awful pain and unbearable inflammation. The patient develops a very high fever. His eyes turn red and he feels very painful, burning sensation in his eyes. Finally, he writhes in severe pain and great restlessness and dies in a short time. So this is Ajaibul Quran. These were some of the punishments that were given to the people before our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But subhanallah, even the plague has mercy for the Muslims. Remember, the plague, a deadly disease, was a torment for the previous ummah. But Allah Almighty has made this disease a source of mercy for believers for His beloved sake. And this one are the characteristics of this ummah. It is stated in Sahih Bukhari. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the plague was a torment which Allah Almighty used to send to whoever He wanted. Then Allah Almighty had made it mercy for the believers. So during the period of the spreading of the plague, whoever stays in his city patiently for attaining reward with the belief that whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has written for him, he will reach him. He will get the reward equal to the reward given to a martyr, someone who has been killed in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal, if someone dies with the pain. Allama Ghulam Rasul Razavi Rahmatullah Ali has said, it has become obvious from this blessed hadith that Allah Almighty has bestowed great grace and favors upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The plague was a torment for Bani Israel, but it is a mercy for this ummah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Many Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, mashallah, Azza wa Jal. You know, today we're talking about the remembrance of this ummah. So we're remembering the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness. And then that's a very famous story at the Battle of Badr, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had nearly 313 sahaba alayhim ridwan who went with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who left Medina. And most of them walked towards Badr. And some of them had sticks, someone had nothing, someone had sword. There was only a few horses, a few camels and a few swords. Rest of them were just like that. And then it was burning hot summer. And then also it was the month of Ramadan. And the Muslims, they walked it there. And when they reached there, and when they saw the opponents, their challenges, you know, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them that, There are more of them than us. If you want to go back, there is no sin on you. You can go back. And what did the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? They said, Ya Rasulullah, we will either die or we will defeat the enemies, but we are not going to leave you. Like Musa alaihi salam was and Harun alaihi salam were left by their ummah. What happened? The people of Bani Israel, when they saw the opponents, the Qawmi Amalika, and how big they were. So they said to Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam that you and your Rabb fight with them, we're not fighting them. And they all legged it from there. They all chipped it, as they say. They all ran away. Now, another gift that this ummah was given, and that's another greatness of this ummah, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, he has stated, a good deed of a man from Bani Israel was mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A good deed from the previous ummah, Bani Israel, was mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This man spent 1,000 months fighting in the path of Allah. Blessed companions were very amazed by this and began to wish, may we also be able to do it. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua to Allah, O my Lord, you have given my ummah a shorter lifespan. Therefore, their deeds will also be fewer. Upon this, Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him with the night of Qadr and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months which I have bestowed upon you and your ummah every year. This night in the month of Ramadan is for you and for your followers who will come until the day of judgment. which the blessed night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. So this person fought in the way of Allah for 1,000 months. And the Sahaba Ikram were given the good news that if you worship on the night of Qadr, that's the last odd 10 days in Ramadan, 21, 23, 25, 27, 29. If any of your ummati can worship any one of these nights, we don't know which night is the night of Qadr. So we tend to worship on the odd nights or the whole night. Allah Azza wa Jal will bestow with them the reward of 1,000 months. And you can imagine, subhanAllah, all this was because of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And though all this is because of the greatness of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's take our second break, inshallah, and that is for the daily hadith. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
In our lives, we receive many words of encouragement, sometimes from our parents, sometimes from our teachers, sometimes from our colleagues, friends, relatives, siblings. Everybody can possibly give good advice. But remember, the advice and the encouragement, the instruction given by the Prophet ﷺ is the best advice, the best form of guidance. Khairul hadi, hadi Muhammad ﷺ. The best form of guidance is the guidance provided by the Prophet ﷺ. And what did the Prophet ﷺ instruct us to do? There are many narrations, of course, but in one narration, which is found in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba, the Prophet ﷺ said, build masajid, construct masajid. But the thing is, how many of us are busy in this activity? We're building our own houses, having extensions done, a new floor, spacious house. We make plans for this, we save up for this, we spend a lot of days and nights thinking about this. But what about this emphatic command of the Prophet ﷺ, build masajid? How many of us are actually acting upon this? And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us tawfiq to do so. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll talk about this later on, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, the way this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been mentioned, and the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has talked regarding the highly about this ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, the way that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was merciful to his followers, this is the beautiful characteristics of this ummah as well. Be merciful to one another, be merciful to each other as well. Now, our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he was born, look at the way he had that mercy and that beautiful rahmah for his ummah, rahim for his ummah. When he was born, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed sajda and made dua, Rabbi habli ummati, O my Lord, forgive my ummah. Rabbi habli ummati, forgive my ummah. Imam Zurqani rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated, at that time, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lifting his fingers up as the person who bewails, yani does. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, forgive my ummah, forgive my ummah. Subhanallah. Similarly, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam became sad by thinking about the sinners of his ummah on the occasion of setting out on the Mi'raj journey. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even remembered the sinners of his ummah at the time of receiving special favors and beholding Allah Almighty. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained sad for the sinners of his ummah throughout his blessed life from time to time. When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was placed in his blessed grave, his blessed lips moved. Some blessed companions went closer to the blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying very quietly, Ummati, ummati, my ummah, my ummah. And on the day of judgment, people will find protection of him. All blessed prophets will be heard saying, Nafsi, nafsi, idhabu ila ghairi. I'm concerned about myself today. Go to somebody else. But our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will say, Ya Rabbi, ummati, ummati, Oh Rabb, forgive my ummah, forgive my ummah. SubhanAllah. You know, we're so lucky. Have you ever thought to yourself how great and how lucky we are as being the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How lucky we are that today, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, you know, we are proud to be the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in return, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in return, subhanallah, how we are going and living our lives today, subhanallah. Now then, when you also act upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the rewards that a person will receive by acting upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, a few sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're just going to talk about them as well. I think because we are talking about the greatness of this ummah, and to be great, we need to be doing great things. Yeah, great things. Now, if you look at a non-Muslim eating and a Muslim eating, what is the difference? There has to be a difference. Let me tell you the difference. Number one, in Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wash your hands up to the wrists before eating food. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the one who likes that Allah azza wa jal increase blessings in his home, then he should make ablution when meal is served and also make ablution when it is taken away. So this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another greatness, you know, ma'azallah, you see in many non-Muslims, when they even go to the toilet, they don't even wash their hands. They'll come out and they'll just chip it. And you see a lot of that, you know, when you go to the toilets on a service station or like that, sadly, you know, astaghfirullah, they'll go and then, you know, they won't, after, you know, going to the toilet, they won't even wash their hands and they'll walk away. How can someone teach you, you know, cleanliness when they don't do it themselves? Islam is the one that taught us about cleanliness. So subhanAllah, whenever you sit down to eat food, sit down with respect, wash your hands. After eating, wash your hands again. A great thinker of Ummat, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullah Alayhi, has stated, it refers to cleaning hands and mouth, that is washing hands and rinsing the mouth. While eating food, keep the left leg folded on the ground and keep the right knee upright, or both knees upright, and sit on the ground. Take off your shoes before meal. That is another beautiful thing. Whenever, if you have to sit on a table and a chair, then take your shoes off, because that is the difference between a Muslim and a non-Muslim. So alhamdulillah, whenever we sit down to eat, make sure that you take your shoes off as well. Now, there is a very beautiful dua written in Fazane Dua. Bismillahi ala dini, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi, wa ahli, wa mali. It's a very beautiful dua. So try to memorize this dua. Whenever you offer your Fajr Salah, after that, recite this dua three times. And then in the afternoon as well, after Zuhr Salah until Maghrib Salah, try to read it again three times. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will shower His blessing. Let's go to Ghulam Rasool and see what Ghulam Rasool has to be teaching us today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Brother Bablu. Oh, Brother Bablu, listen to me at least.
Why have you asked me for my chocolate?
It's been quite some time. When will Uncle arrive?
Don't worry, he should be here any moment now.
Brother Bablu, at least listen to me.
Oh, now tell me what you want to say.
Oh, look at him.
What's wrong with you? Why are you laughing so much?
Brother Bablu, there was a fly on your chocolate. And you ate that fly with the chocolate.
Oh, what's wrong with you, Brother Fizan? You are laughing aloud with so much noise. And laughing like this is forbidden.
Jazakallahu khaira, Brother Ghulam Rasool. Actually, Brother Bablu ate the fly with this chocolate.
It's quite surprising for me that you're laughing. You should have informed him about this.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I was actually telling him about it. But you know what? Brother Bablu thought that maybe I'd ask him for his chocolate. And he didn't listen to me when I was trying to tell him.
Brother Bablu, you shouldn't be eating so much chocolate. It's not very good for your health. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'll sit at the front seat.
No, I'll sit at the front seat.
Move, Brother Fizan.
No, I'll sit at the front.
You
go
sit
at the back.
Brother Fizan, move.
No, this can't happen. You can't sit at the front. I will sit at the front.
No, I will sit at the front.
Brother Bablu, look behind you. There's a dog.
Where is the dog? Where is the dog?
Brother Bablu, there's no dog whatsoever. Just come down. And Brother Fizan, you shouldn't have lied. The summary of a hadith is that lying humiliates, meaning disgraces a person.
That was just a joke. I was just kidding with him.
Brother Fizan, lying is still considered as lying, even in a joke.
Okay, Brother Ghulam Rasool. Inshallah, I will never lie again.
And also, Brother Fizan, can you both not sacrifice for this for each other?
Sacrifice for this?
Yes, sacrifice. Meaning that we should look after our fellow Muslim brother. This is the glory of a Muslim. You see, the Quran states, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. And they prefer those above themselves, even if they themselves are in dire need.
All right, Brother Fizan, you can take the front seat.
All right then. Jazakallahu khairah. Brother Ghulam Rasool, please, you take the front seat. You teach us many good things. Only you should be sitting at the front seat.
Jazakallahu khairah.
Can you guys make some room for me, please?
Brother Bablu, what are you doing? You're squashing me up. Ouch. Oh no, guys, I've fallen out of the car. Ouch.
Oh no, Brother Fizan, are you okay? Did you get hurt?
No, Brother Ghulam Rasool, I'm fine. I didn't get hurt that much.
Brother Bablu?
What could I do, Brother Ghulam Rasool? There was no space for me.
Brother Bablu, this is a 7-seater car. You could have sat at the back as well.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Brother Bablu, you can come sit here. Not a problem. I'll go at the back.
Oh yes. Could all of you please confirm if you all have taken permission from your parents to come along with me?
Yes, I took permission from my dad.
I also took permission from my dad.
Yes, my dad also gave me the permission to go with you.
Yeah, don't worry. I've spoken to the parents of all of them.
Put your seatbelts on.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, don't worry. I always keep my belt on.
Oh ho, Brother Bablu. Not your trousers belt. Seat belt.
Oh, okay.
Children, look out for Ghulam
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I can't get out of the car, please help me.
Brother Bablu, at least open your seatbelt.
It was my seatbelt. I just got scared for no reason. I was just wondering what is going on, what is happening to me.
Brother Bablu, stop doing this. There are germs as well in the hospital. We should make sure that we don't touch anything in the hospital.
We're not doctors ourselves. Then why did we come to the hospital?
To inquire after Brother Noman. What else?
What does inquiring after mean?
To inquire after an ill person how he is and ask him about his well-being.
Oh, okay. Brother Ghulam Rasool, do we also get a reward to inquire after people?
Yes, certainly, Brother Fizan. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ إِذَا عَادَ أَخَاهُ الْمُسْلِمَ لَمْ يَزَلْ فِي خُلْفَةِ الْجَنَّةِ. When a Muslim inquires after his fellow Muslim brother, then he continuously keeps eating the fruits of paradise. It's stated in another hadith, that when a Muslim inquires after another Muslim in the morning, then 70,000 angels keep supplicating for his forgiveness until the evening. And if he does so in the evening, then until the morning, and there'll be a garden for him in paradise.
MashaAllah, Brother Ghulam Rasool, you have mentioned a beautiful virtue. It means that in return of inquiring after someone, Allah will grant us one garden in paradise.
Yes, Brother Fizan, that's right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
No need to get up, Brother Numan. Stay lying down. How are you feeling now?
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ala kulli hal.
What happened to you, Brother Numan?
So basically, me and Usaid were running away from the dog. In a hurry, I tried to cross the road and got hit by a car and fell unconscious. And the next thing I know is, when my eyes opened, I was in the hospital.
Wow! Yay! Yo!
La ba'sa tahurun, insha'Allah. Meaning that there is nothing to worry about. Insha'Allah, this illness will purify from sins.
Brother Numan, please make dua for us as well.
We should be making dua for the patient, rather than asking the patient to make dua for us.
No, Brother Fizan, this is not the case. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, inquire after the ill people and ask them to make dua for you, because the dua of an ill person is accepted and their sins are forgiven.
Yay!
Brother Ghulam Rasool!
Brother Bablu, have a look outside. What's that noise?
Brother Ghulam Rasool, Brother Bablu didn't even come inside the room.
Son, don't do that. Somebody, please stop him. Son, stop it.
Brother Bablu, stop.
Somebody, stop him.
Brother Ghulam Rasool, I can't stop it.
What are you doing? Just stop.
Somebody help me, please.
Going?
Help
Just
me.
Stop it now.
Stop it, please. Someone,
Brother
please,
Bablu,
stop it.
Stop it.
The brakes are not working. I can't use the brakes.
Let go of my legs. At least let go of my legs.
How can I let go of your legs? If I let go of them, I'll fool myself.
Oh no, what should I do now? What should I do now?
Bablu, we came to inquire after Numan, and you two are hospitalized now. And because of you, Brother Fizan and Brother Usaid are also lying on the hospital beds. The result of being naughty is not good. If you had not troubled the dog of Uncle Babu, then neither would the dog come after you, nor would Brother Numan have had an accident, nor would you have been naughty in the hospital, and none of our friends would have been injured either.
Yes, Brother Ghulam Rasool, you're right. I made a mistake. I won't be naughty like this again in the future.
You're right. Brother Bablu will not be naughty like this again. He will come up with something new to mess around with.
No, I won't do it. I won't be naughty ever again.
Sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't see. I touched your wound by mistake. Dear children, when we go to inquire after the ill people, we should make sure that we know the manners of how to inquire after them. We should ask about his health for the pleasure of Allah. We should not stay with the ill person for a very long time. Do not say any such thing that would worry the patient. And yes, say good things to the patient.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azawajal. What is Ghulam Rasool teaching us? That our children will be remembering Allah Azawajal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, Alhamdulillah Azawajal, our children in the madrasa are being taught the Quran, the Sunnah. And now inshallah, we do these kind of activities as well to encourage the children, teaches them love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It teaches them how to increase the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Got a documentary to show you inshallah. Let's take this documentary as well. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, it's the Dawat-e Islami.
Maktabatul Madina is the publishing department of Dawat-e Islami.
Millions, yes, millions of Islamic books are sold by the grace of Allah. Despite the digital era, the sale of Islamic books in such large numbers is evidence that Dawat-e Islami has introduced the idea that knowledge of religion is essential and must be acquired through the books of scholars. The books of scholars to be read by Maktabatul Madina is serving the true religion in a unique way. Let us show you a glimpse of it. There are about 92 branches of Maktabatul Madina in just Pakistan alone.
It's all over the world. By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Maktabatul Madina is that publishing department. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. Many thousands of books are available to buy. And Alhamdulillah, on the website of Dawat Islami, there are thousands of books that you can download free of charge. That is the service given by Dawat Islami. Normally, if you go to a website or a bookstore and you have to download a book, you'll have to pay maybe a few pennies sometime, but you still have to pay something. But the Dawat Islami's website, inshallah, we'll talk about the website one day as well. And Dawat Islami's Maktabatul Madina books are free to download. So anyone can go onto the website of Dawat Islami and download as many books. I've got, as you know, Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, I'm just on my iPad now. And if I tell you all these books, mashallah, Azawajal, that there's hundreds of books, Alhamdulillah. There's Urdu, there's English, there's French, there's German, there's Arabic. You know, Swahili's language, Italian, Spanish, mashallah. The Quran that was being translated, mashallah, the clear criterion. Alhamdulillah, that is up for sale as well, the clear criterion. And mashallah, it's a beautiful Quran translation. And also it mentions the topics of each of the verse. So the verse is read and then the topic of that verse is given. Like, for example, what is this verse talking about? What's the topic? And that mentions that as well. And so please help Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.